The opinions expressed on this edition of Pensacola Expert Panel are not necessarily those of News Radio 92.3 AM 1620, but rather the opinions of the sponsor, Claimology, with host Matthew Vandeford.
Good morning. You're listening to Pep Talk, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you'd like to call in this morning, our number is 850-437-1620, and you can also text us with your questions. And very excited. My name is Meg, and I'm very excited to be here with PJ this morning. And we have a special guest from Claimology. Matthew Vandeford is here with us. Good morning, Matthew.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. We haven't met yet, but I look forward to meeting you in person. My understanding is that you're in South Florida this morning.
Yeah, today we're calling in from Sarasota. We're here up running around and taking a look at some of the damages that have happened. And hurricanes are, I mean, they're no joke. Floridians sometimes have the kind of weird ideology of hanging around Florida, like hanging around when hurricanes happen and staying through them. I guess it's like that Florida man, Florida woman syndrome that you get living in paradise. But yeah, hurricanes are no joke, and people should definitely be prepared for them and know what to do next when any disaster happens.
Well, I've read a lot about your company and what you do, and so tell me a little bit about Claimology for someone that might be tuning in this morning that really is not familiar with what all that you do, because you provide so many important services.
So Claimology exists to do one thing, and that's to be an advocate, to be a line of, I don't want to say defense, but a line of help, a helping hand, a second set of eyes, someone to sit alongside with an insured and help them navigate the complex claims industry, especially what we have in Florida. And in Florida, it is a complex claims business because the insurance companies, and it's just the insurance industry has been, and this isn't just in Florida, but just nationally, just when insurance companies have to pay something, typically they like to dig in and until they're forced to pay. So that's the real thing that we try to do at Claimology. We try to help just come alongside the insured, help them understand what their policy says, help them really read their policy, let them understand, hey, this is what I'm covered for, this is what I'm not covered for, and then to help look at the damages and to help them present those damages in a way that's understandable in the same language that the insurance company speaks. Because that's very important.
That's such an incredible service, because for me, I find the whole world of insurance very intimidating, and things are changing constantly and very complicated. And the other hard part, too, is we forget when someone is actually looking up their insurance policy, it's usually because something catastrophic has happened. So all the emotions that go with it. But to know that there's someone like you that could step in and help me, and I'm not a person that likes to ask for help, and I definitely don't like to say, yeah, I don't know. It's very hard to say, I do not know, I do not understand, and then pile some fear on top of that. So you really are providing an amazing service for people.
Well, we try. And there's so many great, great public adjusters out there. There's so many great people in the Florida market that are here to help. And there's a great organization called FAPIA, the Florida Association for Public Insurance Adjusters, if you need someone. And not that anyone that's not associated with that group isn't a good public adjuster, but what that is, this is a particular organization that's centered around making sure that the public, Floridians, have the correct information and accessibility when it comes to filing claims successfully. And that's really, really, really important, because if you don't know, you don't know. And if you don't know that the laws have changed to say you only now have 1 year to file any claim, or else you don't have a valid claim. It used to be 3 years.
You only have 1 year?
So in the state of Florida, up until now, you only have 1 year, correct?
Wow.
That's changed, and that just changed this last year due to legislation. There's a lot of insurance laws that just recently were passed that affect Floridians in very, very powerful ways. One such law that was taken, that was actually removed, that has been a huge help, and I consider it like the golden hammer for the insured, or what was considered one-way attorney fees, that if you had a denial of a claim or an underpayment and the insurance company forced you because they chose not to pay the claim up front and they forced you to get an attorney and you had to go that route and you ended up winning, all of your attorney's fees were covered by the insurance company. That was the law. That's just been changed. And in the last year and a half, 2 years, these laws have changed. So now if the insurance companies say no, there really is no help for the insured in the sense where they didn't have to worry about it if they won, because legal counsel is expensive. And so effectively with this law being passed, and we just like to talk this, we like to try to be informative, and I love insurance, and this is not a bashing in the insurance companies. This isn't a bash on the Florida State Legislature. I think we all play vital roles, and I think it's important that people understand what these laws, how these laws affect them. And it's important to reach out to your local municipalities and your federal government to make sure that you're involved and they hear your voice and say, hey, you know what, we've had Hurricane Milton come through, we've had Hurricane Helene come through, we've had XYZ come through, and this is how it's affecting us. So, yeah, we really try to just be a voice and help everybody out and understand that insurance is a wonderful thing. Having insurance is super, super helpful and very important. And we just want to make sure that they just get a fair look and a fair playing field. That's the most important.
When is the best time for someone to reach out to you?
Anytime during the claims process before you settle the claim. And now in the state of Florida, definitely before the year is up. Because you need to reach out to somebody. If you have a question, you may not have to engage the services of a public adjuster professionally. But if you reach out to us and say, hey, I just have a question, what's going on here? We'll take a look at it and try to help you out, navigate you on your path. And then if you happen to need us, then that's what we're here for. But if at the very least, you want to try to make sure if you're not happy with your claim and you're feeling frustrated, give somebody a call anytime before the year of the date of loss.
And you do provide those services, like if I wanted you to take a look at my policies or look at the property damage evaluation, that kind of thing, do you do that for free? Is there an upfront cost?
Correct. So Claimology exists to do everything on a contingency fee basis. So if there's no recovery, we don't recover. So we will do everything up front. We will take a look at all of your policy reviews. We'll take a look at the damages, and there's no cost for it. If you have a question about your policy, if you have a question about your damages, give us a call. You can take a look online at claimology.com, and when you put your documentation in, we'll take a look at it, and there's no cost for it whatsoever. I mean, we'll take a look at all your information, your photographs, and any other questions that you have, and we'll try to help put you in the right path. And then if you do have to engage our services later on at a future date, then yes, we will help and help recovery. And if there's no recovery, we don't recover at all. And that's an awesome benefit for the insured. So it's any effort that we help for them. If there's no help, if we're not able to be of service, then you don't have to worry about anything being paid.
So now that you're in Florida and South Florida, what are some of the things that you're seeing? Do you find that there's a common mistake that we make as homeowners in Florida in certain areas that we don't have coverage? Are there things that you see all the time? Tell me a little bit about your experience, because certainly you've been on the ground this year.
Well, with most Floridians, definitely on business sides, on the commercial aspect of being underinsured, one of the biggest things you want to make sure is you're carrying enough insurance. Sometimes people want to save premiums. They like to, even on the residential side with regular homeowners properties, taking water damage endorsement limitations on their policy because they're trying to save money on their premiums. Insurance companies are now offering discounts for exclusions. Watch what the insurance company is asking you to do. Like if they want you to sign a form to say, hey, I don't want the ordinance and law coverage. Well, that's something that you definitely do want. If you're limiting yourself on mold coverage, if you're going to limit yourself on what you're able to recover from interior water damage, those are really, really expensive in the insurance world. If you get a roof leak or a plumbing break in your home or a small kitchen fire and the fire department comes in and hoses your whole house down, that's going to be... That becomes very expensive, and mitigation companies, there's equipment, they have to dry out the house, they have to sanitize it. And those things get added to as part of the insurance bill. And so that's what the policy is there to cover for services like this. Your policy covers services However, these services add up, and sometimes they can add up right out of coverage, and then you're left exposed. So the biggest thing is to take a look and say, how much coverage do we have? Do we need a little more coverage? And have I reduced my premium by taking an endorsement that's hindered my ability to recover? So those are important. So I would look out for those particular things that are coming through from policies which exclude coverage. Be very mindful for that.
Well, I know going through an experience with Ivan years ago, and then there was the big controversy, I guess, about wind coverage versus water coverage versus flood coverage. Can you kind of tell us a little bit about that and how you can, excuse the pun, navigate through those waters, so to speak?
Sure. Well, that's a huge contest when it comes to insurance claims, whether it's wind related or flood related, flood surge related. And for flooding, things that are, it's usually for flood, it's classified as from being groundwater rising up. So anything coming from like the heavens down, from the ceiling down, that's typically considered part of the regular dwelling policy or business policy or whatever policy you have that covers property damage. Water falling down, those are typically covered unless excluded. But water coming up, as a general rule of thumb, those are things that you'll need flood insurance for. And so even if you're not in a floodplain, you don't have to be. You could be in a neighborhood where your neighbor's a little bit elevated than you, and then something happens and the water table rises and you get their pool overflows and you get a flood in your house. Something happens. So even if you're not in a floodplain, it's very, very important that you could have a flood accident. Take, for example, there's a friend of mine just recently who has not been in a floodplain, that hasn't needed flood insurance, not been required to, but because of the recent storms back to back, and with so much water being soaked into the ground, the water tables were so high, they actually did have a flood event. They ended up getting damage to their property. Water came up through the ground and entered their home and affected their house. So just because you're not in a floodplain doesn't mean you're not at risk for it. So, and with the wind damage, these are policies too. Sometimes policies exclude wind damage, or they have higher premiums for wind and hail. These are just differences in relationship to how much risk is being presented to the insurance company, because living in Florida, we're just like a big finger sticking out in the water. So we have a lot of wind risk. So carriers like Citizens, sometimes people will have a Citizens wind-only policy. So you have to take a look at your policies to see what you're covered for. Some people don't even realize they have two separate policies, or they don't even have wind coverage because their main policy doesn't cover it. And we see that. I've seen that many, many times, which is unfortunate. So reaching out to your agent, contact your insurance agent. If you want to contact us at Claimology and send us an email and say, hey, I've got a question about my policy. Are you able to take a look at it? I'm not really understanding my coverages. What do you have? We don't sell insurance. So we'll take a look at your policy and let you know and say, hey, this is what it is. And do you have any questions about it? We'll try to help you understand what you're at risk for and how to better manage your property in your home or your business.
So can a business hire you to advise them on their commercial coverages and those kinds of things? To be an advisor role?
Well, we don't seek a fee for those things. We just try to help businesses understand professionals, but we do have the ability to be there in the wings and help them do pre-planning when it does come to storm preparedness, and to be of service on the front end more. And so that way they don't have to worry about, hey, I'm 3 months into the storm and I have to have an estimate drafted. They could already have one prepared ahead of time. And those are services that we do provide for commercial properties.
So you're listening to Pep Talk, News Radio 92.3. If you have some questions for Matthew, please text them to us at 850-437-1620. So in looking at your record, you have probably had so many different kinds of claims and situations, but I would think that you have to be a special kind of person to do this work, because to me, you're working with people who are vulnerable, have been through some kind of catastrophic experience. It must be very gratifying for you to be able to be there for people and help them.
It's nice to be able to help. I'm very grateful to be in the position that I'm in now, just to be able to be here because people need it. I wouldn't have known anything about the insurance industry if I didn't become a public adjuster. And I didn't become a public adjuster to become one. It just kind of happened. It's because the way life works sometimes. and stumbling into this particular niche, learning that it affects everybody and how much people are negatively affected by the strategies that are specifically put in place to not pay out legitimate claims. And that's crazy, because if insurance companies just went out and just paid 60%, 70% up front, it would go a long way, and it would reduce the amount of time and suffering. Unfortunately, I mean, these are businesses, and I'm not all saying insurance companies are bad. I'm not saying this, but what ends up happening is that if you take the 10,000, 30,000 foot view and just take a step back, and you listen to the stories that are presented. There was a 60 Minutes story just recently that was put out on, they just put this out for Florida, that a whistleblower came out, field adjusters were saying that insurance company inside examiners were altering field reports and to reduce payments to insured. This just made the 60 Minutes. These aren't things that I'm making up, you know. These are things that are out there. And so to go back to your question of, is it gratifying? It's satisfying to know that an insured is being taken care of. That's satisfying. But the most important thing, one of the things I try to tell the insured, is that you have to be able to go the distance. The system isn't designed to get you over the hump quickly. If you're going to go the distance, you have to make sure that you're able to go the distance, that you understand what that means. Because inside of people's policies, there are things that allow the insurance companies to do what's called examinations under oath, meaning that if you want to have a claim and you file it, the insurance company can hire attorneys and say, we want to examine you under oath. Sometimes they separate husbands and wives, partners, business partners from each other. And it can be very intimidating. People say, I don't want to go through this process. Not because, I mean, and these aren't claims that they're making up. These are hurricane damage claims, storm-related claims, these are legitimate claims, but they're still feeling intimidated. They're still feeling overwhelmed. And so to be there and to help someone through that, it's helpful. I don't know if it's like the ability to detach from specific events, but when an insured goes through it, it is emotional. It affects every aspect of your life. People have to move across the state sometimes because their whole towns are gone. When Michael happened, everyone from Panama City just started moving everywhere. And so it affects people are disrupted. Your lives are changed. And so having an advocate, someone like a public adjuster or an attorney or anybody that has the ability to, and I don't want to say anybody in this sense, because I want to be very broad, in the state of Florida, in order to help someone with an insurance claim, you have to be a licensed public adjuster or an attorney, one of the two. So if anyone's giving you advice out of there, be very mindful of what you're getting and how to follow that. But in general, just in general in life, having other people around us to be a sounding board of saying, hey, something doesn't feel right. I don't know what to do here. Should I get a second opinion? Follow that instinct. Go do it. Because when it comes to your insurance company and your premiums, you pay what's called a premium for what's called a good faith promise. And that good faith promise that you give collateral, money for coverage, and it's covered, they have a good faith promise to indemnify you, to bring you back to pre-loss condition. And which means they're supposed to be acting in the good faith that, yes, we believe this is covered, we believe you're damaged, and we're going to pay you for it. And where it really slows down is where the insurance companies start to dig into the investigation phase of what's covered and what's not covered, and trying to limit that scope. But the promise is a good faith promise that when you as the insured pay your premium, you are putting your trust into a system, into a company, that they will take care of you when it's needed most. And unfortunately, in the state of Florida, and I've seen this in other states too as well, that's not the case. That's not the case. And that's unfortunate.
That is unfortunate.
There's a great book. It is. There's a great book out there called Delay, Deny, Defend. And it's written by a professor in Rutgers, New Jersey. And this particular professor writes on the topic of insurance and how the system has changed from becoming how the vehicle has changed, the mechanism has changed to where this delay, deny, defend process has taken precedence. And that's their MO. And it's unfortunate. And that's why we exist. And so that's why I'm very happy to be on the show. That's why I'm very grateful to be here now. And again, this isn't to say insurance is bad and legislation is bad and all these things, but it's just to make people aware. It's really, really important to understand what's happening and how these things affect you in the claims process. So if you have questions, reach out to a claims professional, look online for public adjusters. You can reach us at Claimology. You can check, you can contact other resources. So yeah, it's very grateful to be here and happy to have this conversation. Hopefully it helps someone.
Matthew, how can people get in touch with you?
Well, they can take a look at us online. They can go right to claimology.com, and then they can call us at 888-774-7557.
That number again is 888-774-7557.
Yes. And one of the easiest ways is just to go to Claimology. That's claimology.com and just send an email. And so there's the contact form there. If you have a question, feel free to reach out to us.
Well, it's been such a pleasure talking to you today, because I will tell you that I find this whole industry very intimidating, and I'd had no idea that your services were available. So I'm really looking forward to meeting you in person, and I so appreciate you calling into this show, because I imagine you are very busy in South Florida right now.
Yes, yes, it's very busy here. And so we'll be back up, and we handle all areas of Florida from the Panhandle all the way down to the Keys. So anything that any Floridian needs help with, or even if you live out of state and you have a question, and hopefully we can get you to a right resource from another National Association of Public Insurance Adjusters resource to help you guys out. So any listeners out there need me help, we're just very grateful. And, yeah, happy to be here on the radio station and hopefully educating, and it's wonderful to meet you. Yeah,
okay.
It's great to be on.
Thank you so much. We've been talking with Matthew Vanderford with Claimology. I'm Meg with News Radio's 92.3 Pep Talk. We'll be right back.